fullness of my spirit. I am weak and fallen. No boundaries, no limit.
No boundaries, no limit.
Oh, let me pray to you.
Thank you. Look like never. Father, before you open our understanding,
amen.
You bring your word to us with power.
Amen.
You illuminate our spirit. You will lift us once again. You will bring capacity. You will bring grace. Thank you, sweet Lord Jesus. Celebrate Him this morning. Celebrate Him. Please have your seat. Hallelujah. Please celebrate the choir. Celebrate the grace of God. Celebrate them. Celebrate them. It is not in numbers. It's in commitment, you know. Hallelujah. We pray that the grace will keep growing in you in Jesus' name. I'm so excited this morning. We'll be starting another series. I think you should celebrate Jesus. We've been on a series for almost 3 months now. I want to beg you, please get the series on the coming of the saints. It is the heart of God for this present moment. You need to listen to that message so that you will know where you belong and what you should be doing now. The Bible says the sons of Isaac are having the understanding of time, knowing what Israel ought to do. The challenge today is that many believers don't know what exactly we taught. Many of us think all we need to do is to come to church. But tap anybody say it's time to go out of the church. Yeah, we need to go out and do something. Not just coming to sit every day, but coming there, going out to impact people. The Lord is helping us in Jesus' name. This morning, by the grace of God, we'll be speaking on the ministry of the Holy Spirit. You know, for some time, the Holy Spirit has been teaching me about Him. Many of us have desired to know about the gifts of the Spirit, not the person of the Spirit. We crave the gifts. We crave ability for the working of miracles, the power gift of healing, ability to prophesy, diversity of tongues. But many of us have not come to the place of deep desire or yearning for the person of the Holy Spirit. And as He began to teach me lately about Him, I decided to wait for some time to understand what He's teaching me before I come communicate it to the church. Please, this series, I don't know how long it's going to last us and how far it's going to take us as the Holy Spirit will be taking us through this adventure of the Spirit. I'd like you to follow very, very carefully with your spirit. I pray that your understanding be open in the name of Jesus. I trust Him to give me utterance this morning and to help me, you know, communicate with so much understanding in the name of Jesus. I'd like us to, first and foremost, very, very important, we're going to look at a few scripture from the Old Testament. The Bible, let me quote some, then I'll show you some we are going to read together. In the book of Genesis, the Bible says, in the beginning God created heaven and earth, and the earth was covered with so much darkness, and the Bible says it was covered with deep of darkness, and the Spirit of God hovers upon, the Spirit of God was moving around. The Spirit was looking for expression. The Spirit of God was looking for where to find expression. Until God spoke, the Spirit immediately went into action. The Holy Spirit is the chief executor of the divine mandate of God. The Spirit could not do anything until God said, "Let there be light." So the light we saw in reality was executed by the Holy Ghost. Shout hallelujah. I like us to follow this principle of the scripture. Any teaching of the scripture, you see a seed of it in the five book of Moses or in Genesis. And you will see it prophesied in the prophet, major or minor. And you will see it taught in the synoptics and explained in revelation in the epistles. And that's why I'm taking us through this, so that we have a balanced understanding of the person of the Holy Spirit. In the prophet, a prophet called Joel, in Joel chapter 2 and verse 28, and the Lord gave him a revelation about the last days. And He said, in the last days, the Lord will pour out. Everybody say, pour out. He said, the Lord will pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. He said, your sons shall see visions, your daughters shall prophesy. He said, and your old ones will dream dreams. By the reason of the outpour of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Zechariah chapter 4 and from verse 6. He said, it's not by power, nor by might, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. So the Holy Spirit have been in action since the beginning of the world. We'll see all through the journey of Israel, in different ways, He was given in figure of speech to them. He was manifested in figure of speech. Though the whole of Him was not unto them, like we have him inside of us now. They could have, when a prophet in the Old Testament usually have him come upon them temporarily, and when he comes and give them a message, he leaves. But you know, the fullness and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit did not happen until Acts chapter 2. Jesus taught them. He was the first person that officially introduced the indwelling and the infilling of the Holy Spirit. He said in John chapter 14, he said, I will pray the Father, he will send unto you the Comforter. Everybody say Comforter. As I was studying, you know, I decided to go deeper into the study. And the word Comforter in the Greek word means Parakletos. I just like it in the Greek language. I don't know why. Everybody say after me, say Parakletos. Comforter. And I began to search deeper that what's the meaning of comforter? What is the meaning? A comforter equally means an advocate. It's the same Greek word for advocate, parakletos. P-A-R-A-K-L-E-T-O-S, parakletos. And the same word can be synonymously used for an intercessor, helper, assistant, a succor, somebody that comforts, somebody that helps, somebody that guides, a teacher. The Holy Spirit is a teacher. Now, I'd like us all to open John chapter 14. Very important. John chapter 14. And we are going to read from verse 16. John 14 and verse 16. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Now, when Jesus said another comforter, meaning he is going to come in my capacity, another comforter like me. He will come in my capacity. He will come in my name. He is taking my place in your life. That was what Jesus was trying to tell them. And verse 17 says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him not, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and he shall be in you. He was sent the disciples, he said, he's with you now, but the time is coming, he will switch location. All the time, Jesus was with the disciples, the Holy Ghost was with them, but the location was outside. He was not inside of them. So he was telling them in verse 17, he said, for he dwelleth with you, and he shall be in you. Brethren, where is he now? Where is the Holy Ghost? If he's in you, can you celebrate his presence inside of you? It is the inside information that we have. The Bible says in John chapter 10 and from verse 4, he said, my sheep will hear my voice, and the voice of the soul understanding of who the Holy Spirit is. The Holy Spirit is the closest person to you. Closer than your wife, closer than your mother, closer to you than your father. Presently, the closest personality, you may not know, but it's the Word of God. The closest personality that knows every fiber in your body, every vein. He knows the depth of your thoughts. He knows your future. Listen, before you were formed in your mother's womb, he was the one that executed divine agenda that you became a fetus in your mother's womb. He knew about it. He is the closest personality to you. And many of us, because we don't know this, because we don't understand this relationship that we are supposed to have with him, we have gone off course in our relationship with him. Many of us have made decisions in our life that have cost us years of waste because we don't understand. And listen to me, the earlier you know him, the better. And I want to congratulate those of you who are not married yet. You need the Holy Ghost for marriage. Married people here, can you say hi if you are witnessing to that? You know, there's a teaching these days. They say you can just, if you see a Christian sister. How do you know a Christian sister if the Holy Ghost did not show you that this is one? Because she carries Bible. That somebody speaks in tongues. Listen, the Bible says, look at what he said about him. He said he will witness to the truth. He's the Spirit of truth. He knows the truth. He knows everything about everybody. There is nothing hidden from his face. Holy Ghost. The earlier you understand his role and his place in your life, the better for you. Because there are decisions, you like it or not, you must make decisions in your life. And the Holy Ghost is not just limited to, the spiritual phase of your life. It has all to do with your career. It has all to do with your marriage. It has all to do with every phase of your life. You need him beyond the four corners of the church. You need him in the office. You need him in the marketplace. You need him to make every decision of your life. May you not fail of his function in your life. You will not miss his leading in your life. If you are saying amen, let your amen be the loudest. And so, the Holy Ghost is that person God has given to you to guide you throughout your journey in life. And many of us don't know this. We keep failing and failing again. When he speaks to you, some of us say, something told me. It's not something. We have reduced him to something. Yeah, people say things like, Kinikon suffer for me. He is not Kinikon. That's why you don't follow. You thought he's one of the voices around. It's the Holy Spirit. If not for the Holy Ghost, I would never be where I am today. If not for him, I would have died. When my wife was ministering the other time and she was saying, remember the things God, I just remember a few. The things, the places he told me not to go. And I escaped death by not going. The things he told me not to do. The sisters he warned me away from. I remember many years in school. I was in my room, I had a revelation. A sister walked into my room in the revelation. Open vision. She walked into my room. She was glittering, meaning she's the child of God. She was, every part of her was glittering. Meaning there's a level of glory upon her life. And she came and she was smiling. And I heard the Holy Ghost told me, say, don't marry her. She is married. And I was wondering, why, as I was thinking about the revelation, she walked in. It was not more than 2 minutes. She walked in. And that was her first time in my house. And the Lord told me, say, don't. So, and when she came, she said, I live around this area. And I think, okay, I don't know. I said, I don't know you have moved around this area. Said, she's just close. I said, okay, one of these days, I'll come to know your house. I would have made mistakes in my life if not for him. If, listen to me, do I have witness in this place of decisions you would have made if not for the Holy Ghost? Mistakes you would have made in your life if not for him. I would never have come to Ibadan if not for him. How will I ever have think of a place like Ibadan? How will it have come to my head? When people were calling me to come, listen to me, I was called in Kaduna, the national headquarters, international headquarters of the movement church, to come and pastor the English section there. I was working with Intercontinental Bank. I told them, God didn't ask me to do that. They said, we'll do everything. They went to our branch in Kaduna, met the manager. The manager said they should get my profile, that they will move me to Kaduna. And they told me, they promised me a car, that they will give me my official car as a pastor. They will get me a flat. The Holy Ghost said, that is not my path for you. If not for him, listen to me, there are too many attractive things around us. They look glittering, but he sees beyond what you can see. One day we're going to Lagos with my brother. I've been using iPhone before then. And on that iPhone, before that time, I never knew there is an application that could lead me to anywhere I want to go in Lagos. Do you know how many times I've missed places in Lagos? You ask somebody in Lagos, I'm going to Ojota. You say, you are already in Baga. You are close to Ojota. You say, you will see, he will give you a different direction completely. And I had with me what could lead me everywhere I didn't know. And that day, he told me, he said, where are we going? I told him, I said, I'm going to Loot. And he said, let's search, we put the name of the church. And we began to hear a voice of a woman. He said, in 200 meters, take right turn. We took right turn. We didn't know where we were going. But we had something that knew the destination. I'm just trying to use that to illustrate how important the Holy Spirit is in your journey. Do you know how many people have fell in the hands of kidnappers because they didn't know road? One chance. You need him in your life. Every time you say know him because you need him. Many of us have been taught that the Holy Spirit is one of the angels. Many years ago, I was invited to preach somewhere in Akure, and a pastor heard I was coming, and he said, I beg you, help me tell them that Holy Spirit is not Malaika. He said, I have tried to teach them. He said, they didn't understand. Now, you know why many of them are confused? This Holy Michael thing that they do, they usually think that when the Holy Spirit come upon people, you know, on that day they used to call people out, that if you want the baptism of the Holy Spirit come out, they used to think it's Holy Michael that fills them. Listen to me. He is not an angel. He is a person. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. He is the very Spirit of God. There is nothing God will do without him. God never leaves his throne. John 15, I think verse 26, he said, I will pray the Father, he will send the Holy Spirit that proceeds from him. He proceeds. He's the exact Spirit of God. He proceeds. The Bible says in Acts 10:38, as God anointed Jesus with Holy Ghost and with power. Even Jesus needed him to accomplish his task. Holy Ghost, do it again. Do it again. Imala. Open my to see Jesus. See that upon the throne. You need him. Let me tap it and say you need him. And you see, you must understand few things about the person of the Holy Spirit. That's why I'm giving you this foundation. He is not and cannot be compared with image of anything. So people think when they see bird, like song, you know when we sing song, leke leke ba mi leke o, eye adaba, eye adaba, ba mi. We picture like birds flying into the church and coming upon people. You cannot depict the Holy Spirit with anything except the Father. Because he comes from the Father. If you want to know how the Holy Ghost look like, look at the Father. If you want to know how the Father look like, look at Jesus. When they ask Jesus, who is your Father? He said, look at me. If you have seen me, you have seen the Holy Spirit. How do you know who Jesus look like? The Word. And the only way to know whom the Holy Spirit look like is the Word. Because the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they are three in one. They cannot be separated. It's a mystery. Praise God. And so he's not an angel. He's not a guiding angel. He controls the angels. He's in charge of every affair of God on earth. Presently, the person in charge is the Holy Ghost. He's in charge. Let me tap on you and say he's in charge. And tell your neighbor, say he's my partner, so we are in charge. We are in charge. Hallelujah. Now, I want to show you a scripture. I'd like us to open the book of John chapter 14. I think we are there now, verse 16. Now, it says, if you love me, keep my... Okay, verse 17 now. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the Father cannot... whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you, yet a little while. And the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, and ye shall live also. And that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, and I in you. And he that keepeth my command. Okay, let's go to, because of our time, verse 26. But the Comforter, everybody say the Comforter. Which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. He shall teach you how many things? And bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said to you. He has one of the greatest responsibility of the Holy Spirit is to reveal Jesus to us. And let me tell you something. The challenge we have today is people trying to, why the reason we have religion is that people are trying to explain God without Jesus. You can't explain God without Jesus. And they are equally trying to explain Jesus without the Holy Spirit. You cannot explain whom God is except through the face of Jesus. You cannot see the face of Jesus except through the revelation of the Holy Spirit. So he was telling them, he said, he will teach you all things. Now, does it mean the Holy Spirit pick everything and teach you? He will teach you everything that concerns Christ. He will and equally remind you things Christ taught in the synoptics. Shout hallelujah. Let's go further. Let's look at John 15. Let's open our Bible, John chapter 15 and verse 26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me. Jesus is saying, praise God. He said, the Holy Spirit will testify of who? Of him. The greatest assignment of the Holy Spirit is to teach about Christ. Now, the gift of the Holy Spirit is secondary. The primary assignment of the Holy Spirit to the believer is to reveal Christ. Such that when Christ is revealed to you, you see yourself in the picture of whom Christ is. Because you can't know the Father except you know Christ. You can't know yourself except you know Christ. And that's why one of his major assignments is revealing Christ to you, the Holy Spirit. So, the Holy Spirit is beyond going in trance. We have always thought that anybody who jumps or who shakes or who goes in trance is filled with... Shaking is not feeling. It's not equal to feeling. Feeling with the Holy Spirit is not like I'm in trance. Then that's not feeling. That is the manifestation of a gift or the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So you could be shaken. You could have several gifts of the Spirit and don't know him. It's very possible. You could have ability to interpret diverse or different kind of tongues and don't know the Holy Ghost. I pray this morning our understanding about him will be open. If you are saying amen, let him be the loudest. The Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceed from the Father. And he shall testify of me, because ye shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. Now Jesus is saying, he said, you will partner. He will bear witness. You too, you will bear witness. You will partner with him. For anyone to succeed in life, either in ministry, either in business, either in academics, you need a partner. And the partner is the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Praise God. Let's look at John 16 and verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. He said, Jesus is teaching them. He said, you have not known much about me. It's important I go. Why? For I go not away. The Comforter will come unto you, but if I depart, I will send him unto you. Praise God. He said, number one, when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe him not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to the Father and ye see me no more. And of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Now, verse 13, very important, verse 13. How be it, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into how many truths? All truth. So one of his assignments in your life is guiding you into all truth. Now, there is too much deception around us in the world. That you, if you are not guided in this wicked world, you will do business and you will run into the hands of fraudsters. You will get married and marry a fake person if you are not guided. Please switch the TV off. Switch it off. And so, too many deception around us, too many negative things, many things that look real. Many things that look real. Even around the church, there are many things that are shining, but it is not the light of God. There are many things that are speaking, it is not the voice of God. And so, if you are not guided, there is possibility that you still miss it. None of you will miss it in the name of Jesus. Maritally, you will not miss it. I say maritally, you will not miss it. In your career, you will not miss it. The Holy Ghost will guide you. He will order your step. If I'm praying for you, let amen be the loudest. Amen. The Bible says, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. One of the assignments of the Holy Spirit is that you will have revelation of the future. The future of your own personal life, the future of your ministry, the future of your family. He speaks to you about the future of your children. He speaks to you about the future of your nation. Hallelujah. He will speak to you about things to come. The reason we are confident, the reason we are not afraid, though you don't have anything in your balance, in your account, you don't have anything, you know, any asset kept for you by your father, but you are confident in him because you know what to come. Say, I know my future. And I have issues with many of us who think, you know, all there is about the Holy Spirit or about, you know, prophetic ministry is just giving people vision. Just give vision to this, give vision to this. You want to know about your future. Somebody, you just want somebody to prophesy about your life. The Holy Spirit is in you and can tell you the same thing. My future is bright. I know it. It's in the Word. And the Holy Spirit has witnessed to it. So if a prophet is saying it, he's just witnessing to what I know. He will show you things to come. There is nothing that should be hidden from a believer except the ones you ignore. The devil cannot catch you unaware except the things you ignore of the Father. Praise the Lord. Now, because of our time, I think my time is up. We have used major part of our time, you know, in singing. Now, I want to say a few things you should not do that could hinder your intimacy and your relationship with the Holy Spirit. Very, very important. Number one, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. I like this version read for me. I want you to read it for me in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Anyone with the Message version, or let me have my phone there. I like to read it from the Message version. I like that version. Ephesians 4. And from verse 29, please let me have it so that I can read from here. Or if there's anyone having it, Ephesians 4, the Message version. Okay. If anyone is there, you can help me. Yeah, thank you. Watch the way you talk. Yes. Yes. Don't grieve God. Don't grieve his heart. His Holy Spirit moving and breathing in you. Yay. That part got me. Read that place again. Read it again from verse 30. Don't grieve God. Don't grieve means to break somebody's heart. Yes. His Holy Spirit. He is moving and breathing in you. He is the most intimate part of your life. Go on. He is making you. Listen, tell your neighbor, I'm a work in progress. He is making you. You are in a making. The Holy Spirit is making you. Go on. Don't take him for granted. Read further. Yes. Now, these are the things that breaks his heart. These are the things a believer involves in that breaks the heart of the Holy Spirit, that grieves him. Go on, read it. Yes. Backbiting. Hey, you see, one of the things that people see as nothing, you know, when somebody fornicates in the church, or somebody have a baby out of wedlock, we say he is bad. How will he do that? A born again child of God. Now listen to what the Holy Spirit, the Bible is saying, that breaks the heart. Things that people do and feel no sorry about it. Read that place again. I'd like everybody to hear that place. Yes. Backbiting. Prophet. Talk. Yes. Be gentle with one another. Be sensitive. Oh my God. These are the things. If you are not forgiving, you are a gossiper. You gossip people. You are envious of people. Praise God. You are breaking the heart of the Holy Spirit. Shout hallelujah. I may have to stop here because of time. We'll continue next week. I have many other things to share with us. But I want you to go home with this. And every day in your life, you should wake up and acknowledge one person. The Bible says he's around you, he's inside of you. Wake up every day and acknowledge his work and his function in your life. There's a great thing ahead of your life. He wants to do great and mighty things with your life if you will yield yourself and acknowledge this person and praise. Can you bow down your heads and say, Holy Ghost, teach me more of you. Teach me the power and the wisdom part of you. Show me your path, sweet Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.